So welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final part of the day, and we are at the final of the four themes which we've looked at this area through over the course of the day: economy, society, people, and now policy. And we already learned a little bit from the Tech Divide study about what people believe and what they expect of governments, or what they think they are not failing to deliver. But really, we are describing an increasingly challenging and complex world. So who is it that we need to look to set the framework, to build the infrastructure, to enable the investments? There are very many questions for legislators and policymakers, and also questions about how equipped and able they are in this very complex and challenging world. So our next speaker is the External Affairs Director of the Vodafone Group and Chairman of the Vodafone Institute, Joachim Reiter. Welcome.
Thank you very much. This is the last panel, but I hope we can bring together a number of things that we have discussed. Let me start with a figure for you. McKinsey has highlighted that it's $2.5 trillion that is at stake whether or not Europe is able to digitize, including a 1 percentage point additional growth for European Union for the next decade per annum. Now, obviously, during the presentation, we've had a lot of discussions on all the benefits around digitization. Policy, however, is not only about augmenting the positives, but also addressing the downsides. So I wanted to highlight, pulling together some of the discussions we had around what we see as some of the benefits and some of the challenges ahead. So let me start with this. This was in the beginning of the conference. Obviously, we know from this that the Indians and the Chinese are really, really happy about digitization. But beyond that, it proves that broadly, most citizens actually view this as an opportunity. And no wonder, considering the fact that many of them, particularly if you talk about India and China, has been struggling with a number of societal challenges, being marginalized in their economies. An internet economy and digitization is an incredible empowerment tool. However, we do have a number of challenges as well. And I wanted to highlight three that has been discussed. Because as you see in my home country, by the way, is Sweden. There are some concerns certainly around digitization. First is speed. The speed by which we're digitizing our societies is surpassing anything that we've done in the past. The second is, which we've also discussed, is that there are a number of flip sides of technology. And I hope the panel will address some of that. But obviously, in the public discourse, we have discussions around social media, its effect on democracy. We have discussions around automations, its effect on potential jobless growth at the same time that we're facing a number of, well, particularly in India and China, massive amount of young people entering the labor market that has to be sucked up by the industrial sectors that is increasingly reshoring to the United States and Europe. In Europe, we have a big question whether the people that are participants in the labor market, will their skill set will be redundant by the age of 52? At the same time where our welfare systems actually require them to perhaps work way beyond 65. So these are the type of questions that obviously raises a lot of concerns, particularly in mature societies where we have set up a number of systems that need now to keep pace with the rapid changes of our society. The third, and if I can show this slide, the third challenge is a question around trust. Which actor do you trust the most to manage the process of digitization? Now, technology and social media companies, I think it's quite safe to say a lot of people would not necessarily trust them to manage the process of digitalization. But guess what? Citizens don't trust governments more than they trust Facebook. And that's a real challenge, because most of the transitions we have done over the last 100 years in the European society has been one which was shepherded by the government, where the downsides were mitigated by the governments, and where the governments augmented the positive, as we heard from the previous panel where we discussed this issue more in detail. Interestingly, consumer organizations are much more trusted. Now, full disclosure, we didn't ask, do you trust Vodafone or do you trust business at large beyond the technology and social media companies? But the reality is, if you look at the telco sector, which is the driver of the digital infrastructure upon which you get all these services. The telco sector, in reputational terms, ranks marginally better than tobacco and behind banks. And it should be almost a world record to be behind banks after the financial crisis in Europe. So we're dealing with a major trust gap in our societies at the cusp of a big transformation. And that requires a number of actions. I will highlight three actions that I think are absolutely important. But let me start with form before I get to content. If you start with the question of form, and it was highlighted by the group CEO of Vodafone in the morning, which is about new partnerships, collaboration. A number of speakers refer to public-private partnership. And there's a very good reason for that. There is no way we're going to be able to manage the quick transformation of our society unless we leverage all of our respective strengths as different participants in the economy and in society. That is not limited to business and governments. It includes a proper multi-stakeholder approach. So I do believe that Germany, with its tradition of very close collaboration between different stakeholders, is actually quite well rigged, provided it can reinvigorate the infrastructure, the mechanism it had for close collaboration between different societal actors. So that's on the form. With respect to the specific actions, however, I would highlight three things. And I would be very keen to hear whether the minister that speaks after me agrees with me. First is, let's stop with the grand designs for a while. Let's take a step back and say, for the most part, we need to identify projects that delivers quick wins for citizens. In order to build the trust, close the trust gap that exists with a number of actors, not least the government, the rubber needs to hit the road. Yet another strategy document, white paper, communication is not going to solve it. Someone referred to the fact that innovation policies cannot change with the periodicity of elected politicians. It actually has to have a longer time span than that. But ultimately, we have to start discussing how do we best deliver. First, in the delivery on project-based experimentation should, in my view, be rapid digitization of public services. Angela Merkel referred to that in the beginning of the day. Again, companies will play a crucial role to give the government the necessary skill set to do that effectively. But similarly, companies like ourselves, when we are rolling out new infrastructure, and Hannes, our CEO here in Germany, highlighted how we work, for example, with automated driving and changes into smart transportation systems, it's not going to be one company has all the solutions. We have to nurture an ecosystem of multiple players that come together to address a particular problem. So, for example, when we're rolling out a pilot for 5G in Milan, we have involved a couple of dozens of different players, each of them leveraging their strength to have a collective response to what is needed in terms of the needs of the citizens of Milan. So that was one, projects, experimentation. Do we have, and to be frank on that, do we have enough discussions between ourselves on what are the projects, who should be participating, what should be the contribution of the different actors currently going on in Europe at federal level, if top level if you want, down to the municipal level. The second one is, without being a masochist, there must be a really serious discussion around duty of care. We have built a regulatory system whereby the government have an arm's length referee role. In a partnership model, that's very, very difficult to sustain. The government cannot lean back. On top of it, when you're experimenting and moving really fast, to lean back and wait and go thumbs up or thumbs down doesn't really work. But for the government to actually relinquish some of that role as an arbitrator of the economy or a judge in the economy, it actually needs to trust the different actors to share some basic values. And for me, that's the core concept of duty of care. In the corporate sector, that should be a very strong discussion going forward as European companies. What do we think is the common values upon which we integrate in the design of every product that we do? How do we make sure that we work with other stakeholders that hold us account, but also help us co-create that uphold the values that we believe in as Europeans? Now, I'm very happy that we have worked very closely in Vodafone with Consumer International. As an example of that, working on what we call consumer IoT trust by design principles, trying to understand that there will be questions by customers as we roll out consumer IoT around the privacy, around security, around environmental footprint, and a number of other questions that are very dear to customers. We don't have the answers as a Vodafone, as a company, to all those questions, nor should we attempt to have an answer. But what we did was to work upstream before launching all these products with a consumer association, in this case a conglomerate of consumer associations, to actually have a dialogue around it and to integrate into our future design and product development the principles that seems to be the prevailing ones that everyone can share. So I'm very happy, and I hope we will have a further elaboration of that initiative as we go on. The third one, if we do the projects, if we do the proper duty of care with the corporate responsibility backed by it in close dialogue with other stakeholders, we do need to have a serious discussion whether we have enough of the enabling policy and regulatory environment in Europe. This has been mentioned by a number of speakers prior. Let me just summarize in one sentence what Vodafone many times find as we develop new products and as we are thinking about new services, particularly when it's cutting edge and getting into the space of big data analytics. We're operating environment of in Europe where it's innovation by permission. It does not work. We have to move away from a system of innovation permission to one where you are encouraged to innovate, provided that you actually uphold the values and the basic principles that you co-created with other stakeholders and with the government. That's why I mentioned that the referee role doesn't work. If you constantly, as part of your product development, as you think about how you develop new services that address societal needs, have to go to the government and clear it, you will lose the competitive edge. The innovations will not take place in Europe. Actually, we're just having that battle played out in the European Union around something which sounds extremely boring called e-privacy regulation. But bottom line, what has been proposed would basically not allow big data analytics in Europe on the basis of mobile data to be able to identify for a municipality where to put the next subway station, to be able to identify for a municipality where they should reroute the traffic so as to avoid congestion. All of those services could not be offered in Europe under the current proposal. They would have to be GPS-based out of Palo Alto. And that's exactly where we don't want to end up. It's bad for the economy, it's bad for innovation, it's bad in terms of solutions for the society and leveraging the technology to address societal needs. So these were the three points that I want to say. Well, first one on form, we need to collaborate much, much more. And then in terms of the three actions, number one, we need to experiment much more, identify concrete projects where we come together, co-create, solve concrete problems. Secondly, all of us, and not least the corporate world, have to step up to the duty of care, identify the shared values that we should enshrine in everything we do in terms of product and service development. And third, governments really need to rethink the innovation by permission approach, because that's not going to propel Europe's digitization. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joachim.